美国神韵巡回艺术团于2月2号晚上在澳大利亚布里斯本完成第三场演出，再次引起轰动。越来越多的布里斯本各界人士因此成为了神韵粉丝，他们感叹神韵让世人真正体验到了古老的中华文明。下面请看来自澳大利亚布里斯本的报道。
前来观看的各界人士都为神韵精湛的表演而倾倒。当地地产总裁本杰明认为，神韵是架起当代世人与中国传统文化的桥梁。
I think it's a great introduction to China in the ancient sense. And what we see today is modern China, which is a lot of smog and industry and what have you. And when you see that, you realize that culture, which goes back thousands of years, is just a wonderful thing to experience.
艺术家约翰被神韵高超的表演技巧、故事情节和韵味的完美结合所折服。
So the artistic merits go well beyond belief, not just from like to be able to get the expression in the face, the tiny little details of the fine lines that takes years, and yet to be able to tell a story and do it without looking like you're technically carrying out a performance is just amazing.
电台主持人戴安娜则被神韵表演中传达的信息与内涵所吸引。
The message that they conveyed, love, peace, forgiveness, let people be in their own way, let traditional Tao as well.
2月3号下午是神韵艺术团在布里斯本的最后一场演出，之后将飞往新西兰进行表演。新唐记者妮娜·李瑞，澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。
二月二号下午，神韵巡回艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本继续为当地观众献上精彩节目，许多专业人士对演出称赞不已。下面请看来自布里斯本的详细报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在布里斯本的第二场演出，让许多专业人士为之感动。身为会计师的史蒂文森女士就是其中的一位。年轻时曾学习芭蕾舞的史蒂文森酷爱舞蹈，她希望和母亲还有女儿一起度过这一个特别的周末，观看神韵成了最终选择。她对于神韵的服装、天幕和舞蹈都赞不绝口。
Oh, the costumes are beautiful. The color, I mean, you just don't see color like that. I really like the special effects with the screen as well. That was, I just couldn't believe it. And, the dancers were just amazing as well. You could see elements that sort of are together, but then it was so different as well. So it was really amazing.
谈到从演出中领悟到的中国文化，史蒂文森女士说，演出中的正能量和善恶有报的真理是中国文化的精髓。
I guess a lot of what I learned was how positive. A lot of, everything had a nice ending. Triumph of good over evil. Always. That's always the goodies get the baddies. But, it was very much so, you could see that in a lot of the culture.
他还特别提到神韵用平和的方式告诉人们真相，这让他很感动。
That can be shown here in Australia, but can't be obviously shown in China. And it's a very peaceful way of actually saying, did you realize this was happening? Yeah.
最后，他希望大家都不要错过观看神韵的机会。
Definitely to go and see it, and be prepared. Yeah, to it's just so visually.Spectacular and it's riveting the whole way through.
神韵巡回艺术团在2月3号结束布里斯本的四场演出后将飞赴新西兰，之后返回澳大利亚，在悉尼和堪培拉继续演出。新唐记者阿曼·海明，布里斯本采访报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本的第一场演出于2月1日圆满落下帷幕。已退休的专业舞蹈演员布迪表示，神韵演出从整体到每一个细节都令他佩服。请看本台记者在布里斯本的报道。
现今已退休的布迪曾是专业的舞蹈演员，在观看今晚的神韵演出后，他的兴奋和惊喜溢于言表。神韵演出从整体到每一个细节都令他印象深刻。
Look, the whole production of this magnificent, it was absolutely unbelievable to see. But not only, look, the timing tonight was unbelievable. The costumes were fantastic. And not only that, the technology of what they showed you on the stage, which I've never seen before in my life.
谈到舞蹈的专业技巧时，布迪无论对于整体的编舞还是一个极小的细节都赞不绝口。
Well, the skills of the dance were absolutely magnificent because what the choreographer done to the dancers, it's he that done these, that produced these wonderful stories, the wonderful dancing.And the way the kids, well, I call them kids, because they are absolutely magnificent. They're absolutely dedicated and trained perfection.
最后，布迪提到，神韵演出是每个人都不可错过的表演。
This should be told all around the world, but everyone should come to see a production like this.
新唐人记者 Sheridan 王连庆，澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本的演出也吸引了不少的大陆华人买票观看。一位刚刚从中国大陆出来不久在澳洲工作的中国英语教师二月二号晚上观看神韵之后非常激动，他表示神韵之美无法用人的语言来表达。下面请看本台记者发来的详细报道。
刚从中国大陆来澳洲工作的英语教师石瑞表示，
我是刚从中国大陆过来的，然后我今天看了这场那个演出之后，我内心非常的激动，也非常的震撼，因为在中国大陆是绝对看不好这么好的演出。然后在这里的话，我觉得这是我第一次看到这么美丽的演出，所有的演员他们身上表现出来的那种气质，那种神韵嘛，韵味，这种是在中国大陆是绝对看不到的。
石瑞对节目中表现出的天人合一的场面尤为的感动。
在演第一个那个节目的时候，我就忍不住哭了，因为我觉得好像就是看到仙女啊，那个神仙那样的，那然后就是天人合一的那种感觉，哎，我觉得太美了。然后我就觉得，如果是有机会的话，那我肯定会一场接一场的接着来看，我也会告诉我的朋友或者是我的同学，让大家都来看这么好的演出。我说。
对神韵的演出能诠释出中国的神传文化，石瑞赞不绝口，惊叹不已。
尤其是他们表现出那种神传文化，还有就是说把那个中国五千年的那些传统的那种神话故事都搬上舞台，然后它背后体现出的就是那种神传文化，这种感觉，我觉得用人的语言都是很难形容的。然后就是在中场休息的时候，我就跟我旁边的一个那个澳大利亚一个我才知道他是一个演员，我问他，他说他感到太震撼了，他说他也是那个这么多年的那个舞蹈生涯，他说第一次看到这么好的这个演出，他问我，他说哎这个演出是哪里来的，我说好像听说是纽约的吧，然后我当时就想为什么咱们中国大陆就没有这么好的演出呢，反正我当时就是特别激动。
现场观众普遍认为神韵的名声与口碑正风靡世界，也成为了全世界炎黄子孙的荣耀。新唐人记者华培王连澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团二月三号下午结束了在布里斯本的演出之后，当地的州议员特地颁发谢函，感谢神韵的特殊贡献。请看来自当地的报道。
安东尼·休特顿是澳大利亚昆士兰州的州议员，得知美国神韵艺术团以恢复中华五千年神传文化为根本，将纯善纯美的演出带到世界的角落，造福人群，他表示对此非常的感恩。
It's a small token of my appreciation.To the company and Shen Yun and the performers for their efforts and bringing joy and happiness, I think, to so many people.
虽然是第一次观赏神韵，安东尼却早在神韵到来之前就已经是神韵迷了。
I've never seen anything like this before, and I can the way I would describe it is energizing, full of life, and full of color, just beautiful, beautiful colors.
安东尼还对神韵结合高科技天幕引领观众更深刻体验中华文化的手法赞叹不已。
We all know China's got a very old culture, 5,000 odd years, but Shen Yun bring a modernization to that and opening it up to a wider audience.
安东尼表示，他要收藏有神韵艺术家签名的海报，放在他的州议员办公室展示给每个人看。他表示，除了感谢神韵的贡献外，还要恭喜美国神韵艺术团在2013年巡演的成就。新唐人记者徐瑞丹、王连庆，澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。
2月2日，美国神韵巡回艺术团在澳洲的第二场演出圆满结束。观众们表示，神韵是艺术界的极品典范，更是一场不可错过的晚会。请看来自布里斯本的报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团第二场在布里斯本的演出再次出现爆满的辉煌佳绩。看完演出后，斯图尔两姐妹对神韵表现出的美与博大精深的内涵表示由衷的赞叹。身为专业戏剧演员的 Connie 对神韵艺术家们崇拜不已。
I thought that the performers were really invested in what they were doing, so every movement counted, and they were completely virtuosic. So, and I think all of the performers in the Shen Yuan Dance Company do that. Everyone is as you know is operating at the best they can, so they're like superheroes.
Amy 表示。在澳洲生活了一辈子，但看完神韵之后，感觉自己和中华传统文化其实是有联系的。
It all gave you a real taste of, you know, Chinese culture. Some like we're half Chinese, and I never had seen things like that before in my life, and it was really interesting, beautiful, and really captivating. I feel a real connection to that culture. Makes me want to find out more about, you know, my heritage and things like that.
Stuart 姐妹表示，神韵的天幕真的太神奇了。
I really liked the background thing and how people were flying down and then suddenly they'd pop up on the stage. That was really like something I'd never seen before and really, you know, like what's the word?
Magic.
Yeah, like magical.
Connie 认为，神韵是一场不可错过的晚会。
It's something not to be missed. It's something completely unique. Combining audio, visual, singing and dancing. It's like a show that, yeah, I've seen a lot of shows and I've seen nothing like this before. So go and see it, definitely.
新唐人记者李子培，连庆，澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。
正在澳大利亚布里斯本做演出的美国神韵巡回艺术团把观众的神韵热情推向高潮。2月4日的最后一场演出，观众反应热烈，达到一票难求的情况。观众表示，这样的演出太完美了。请看本台来自布里斯本的报道。
塔格是一位专业的音乐治疗师，他说他特别喜欢中国文化风格，神韵让他感到非常的喜悦。
Utterly beautiful, fascinating, interesting, historical, and their devotion to the ancient civilization through dance and theatre, which is an ongoing thing, and they come from all around the world to do it. I mean, that is true dedication. And it's making so many people happy, including me.
曾经有过十年跳舞生涯的丽佩嘉，现在是位护士。他说，神韵在技巧和内涵上的表现都令人不可思议。
I'm just really happy, really, really happy. I actually cried a few times. It was really beautiful. It was a combination of music and the costume and the color and the flow of everything, and it was just really gorgeous. It was just beautiful. I've always loved dance, so it does speak to me in that kind of way, and I really feel something when I'm watching it. You know, I enjoy it on a deeper level, I suppose. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
三天市场的神韵演出圆满落下帷幕，源远流长的中华神传文化令超过5500名的观众体会深刻。神韵演员们高超的技巧让布里斯本的民众留下一段美好的回忆。美国神韵巡回艺术团将启程前往新西兰，从2月5日起进行4场演出。新唐人记者李子培、连庆，澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。